living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So we're going to continue our discussion about delayed onset muscle soreness and maybe how to treat that with Dr. Holly Lucille. I want my listeners to know something. First of all, Dr. Holly, she's a naturopathic doctor, but I think before that, Dr. Holly, you were a registered nurse, correct? That's awesome. Well, no, because I, you know, and we talked about, you probably don't remember this, but we talked a long time ago, but it was during that infomercial, and you were wondering whether you should be introduced as, you know, both a naturopathic doctor and a registered nurse. And I was all for, you know, both of those degrees being talked about, because I actually think nurses just do so much good. They're so important to our healthcare system, and they don't get a lot of respect. And so I personally just want to thank you for all that you've done, and because I know that you're just an inspiration for a lot of different people. Her website, too, is drhollylucille.com. You should go check that out. So in the last segment, you mentioned something about, you know, you want people to be healthy in multiple parameters, right? Like strength and flexibility, balance, that kind of stuff. As we get older, though, as we get into our 60s, 70s, even, you know, living into our 80s and 90s now, right, is any one of those more important than others? Like, is flexibility more important than strength? I mean, how do we address that as we speak to people in their 80s?
Well, I'm hesitating because I feel like a little bit of a hypocrite, because it's definitely my leaning in sort of challenging point, because I've always been full metal jacket, you know, like get up, get into a workout, hey, gotta go. And I have,
and I believe that
I have definitely shorted myself on the oh so important mobility and flexibility, and I would say that would be a key, and I'll tell you why. You know, when we create mobility around a joint capsule, when we create mobility and circulation and flow, that's where we get the flow of nutrients. That's what keeps those tissues, right. I mean, lubricated and also healthy. You know, I travel quite a bit, and literally I feel like the airports are sort of a random slice of the population in America. And so I don't need a research study, although I have a healthy respect for them. I can actually go to an airport and see the what the trends are when it comes to our chronic health issues, obesity, you know, osteoporosis.
Because it's all right there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all right there. It is really all right there. And so when you see older people, they're having problems with their gait, and are hunched over, or you can see that they're in pain. You know, what I tend to tell people is that, you know, prevention is the cure, and I think one of the things that's so important is that mobility, flexibility. I think it increases venous blood flow, and it's just the best thing to do.
Yeah, you know, I'm right there with you. I think that is key to stay flexible throughout your life, for all the reasons that you said. So yeah, you get 100, you get an A+ for that answer. That was a good job, Dr. Holly. Only because I agree. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go on. I see how you rate your guest. Have her back on. I agree with what she says.
I like guests that agree with me. Okay, let's move on to so here I am. Let's say I start working out. Because here's the problem with muscle soreness. Okay. The average American, and you know this is true, Dr. Holly, They start to work out, you know, their doctor says they need to do it, maybe a friend is convincing them to, you know, whatever their motivation is, they start doing something, whether it's walking, running, whatever. And 3 or 4 days later, they have a lot of soreness, they don't feel all that great, and they quit, right? And they wait maybe 2 more weeks, and then they try it again, and then the soreness is just as bad, and they quit again. So they go through these like little cycles like that. So how can we help people get through this soreness? Is there some supplements, some food we should be eating that helps?
There is actually some clinically studied nutrients that have been found to decrease, you know, post-workout muscle damage and the soreness that happens. And I think you're right. Anything that we can do to get people, there's this conversation I've been having quite a bit between the difference between compliance and adherence. And compliance is basically, oh, you know, conventional wisdom, or my doctor said it, or, you know, I'm doing it for my husband, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to comply to this, you know, crazy little plan. adherence is like the faithful attachment to something, right? So it's like, I'm going to do this because I feel like I got that stickiness, that adherence. It's like, I want it. So I want to increase that for all of the folks that I speak with, whether it's CrossFit coaching and or in my practice. So actually, curcumin, that lovely curry spice turmeric, it's the active ingredient in there, has been studied. Now, the one thing about curcumin, and I think that it's so important when we're talking about natural supplements, is to give the correct information. It's difficult to be absorbed in the body. So, yes, you could eat all the curry that you want, and you could turn orange doing so. But in order to get that effective dose, you want it to be more absorbed. And there's BCM95 is actually one of the curcumins that I really recommend because it's finely milled, and it's then attached to some oil, and it actually gets into the bloodstream and makes a difference. Curcumin, ginger as well. You know, I just had a smoothie this morning, and I took an inch of ginger, and I threw it in there. But it has been proven to be just as effective as aspirin at inhibiting those COX-2 receptors and also then reducing the pain. So that's extremely important. And those things you want to do before you exercise.
Okay, so before, so that's going to, so it's really about, it's about prevention or preventing too much soreness so that we can adhere to that exercise program, right?
Yeah, and you know, and I'd say on a daily basis, I have a very intense sort of workout regimen, and, you know, I have this sort of saying that supplement your lifestyle, right? I mean, I eat well. I also know that targeted supplementation at effective dosages can help my lifestyle. It creates a lot of oxidative stress when we're exercising vigorously. So vitamin C, there's researchers at Arizona State University found that supplementing with vitamin C can improve compliance with an exercise program because it alleviates fatigue and malaise, and that's really important. So think about those things, too, things like ubiquinol, Q10. I believe that you write quite a bit about that.
Yes.
They're a potent antioxidant that prevents exercise-induced oxidative damage. And then
let me ask you about the ginger. I want to ask you about the ginger. So you mentioned, okay, so the curcumin, right, from turmeric doesn't absorb well. I mean, still use the spice, obviously, but in that case, the supplement's probably best to get the absorption. Is that the same for ginger, or am I going to get those key compounds from just using raw ginger, like in, you know, cooking, smoothies, whatever?
I think you got the same point there as we do with curcumin. I think that, you know, the inch and a half of fresh raw ginger really does the trick. I mean, and across the board, too. We think about ginger, and it's used for many different things. Certainly, traditionally used to soothe somewhat of a queasy stomach, but it has absolutely been studied for that post-exercise sort of delayed onset muscle soreness, and you can get it effectively in supplements as well.
Well, what about food in general? Now, we know that the standard American diet, right, SAD, is pretty pro-inflammatory. So, I mean, what about just general eat? Can that help if I focus more on the plant-based, the good oils? That's also going to help with this DOMS?
100%, because we look at, like I said, it's not the tears that cause the soreness, it's the inflammation. And so those good oils, those essential fatty acids, those omega-3s, decrease that inflammation. And anti-inflammatory diet across the board, you got plant-based, therefore nutrient-dense. And then also, research has shown that ingesting the 1-to-2 ratio of protein to carbohydrates within 30 minutes of an exercise session can also allow for more rapid recovery of any muscle damage. And so I make sure, you know, that I come home, have that 1-to-2 ratio protein versus complex carbohydrates. So I'm looking at 4 ounces of a chicken breast with I love sweet potatoes with a little bit of ghee on it, and I am set.
So that ratio, that 1-to-2, that's a post-workout
ratio. Post-workout, within 30 minutes of you getting done. Absolutely.
Okay, awesome. Dr. Holly, as always, you're wonderful and awesome. Go check out her website, drhollylucille.com. Thanks for coming on. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.